Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Isabel Chiara is a guide. She is a mentor and a leader. She's the creator of the Life Actualization Process. Her newest book is Eat Your Words, and she is the creator of the Nourish app. Welcome to the show, Isabel.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have
bright
you on.
Bright and early.
Yeah, bright and early. It's a good way to get the day started for sure.
We're really alert.
Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Let's see. I actually was just telling you, I'm in the restaurant business. My parents came over as immigrants, and we had our life was all about restaurants, and they enforce a survival mentality on their children. And we were always in that high stress, short order cook mentality culture in our family, including our daily life outside of the restaurants. But our life was always consumed by, what was going on and problem solving. And, everything felt like a big dramatic situation, like the end of the world was always there when we were in this business. But after I graduated college, and I was a very sensitive child, and I never felt like very confident in myself. And after I graduated college, I decided to, the spiritual path kind of found me, and I started studying many things like past life regression and all the healing modalities that are present now, except for this was in the 80s. They weren't very forthcoming. They weren't very accepted at that point. But I really kind of knew it was my path because I spent my life trying to escape my body and escape and had a kind of funky relationship, not a kind of funky, very funky relationship with food. And so I always knew that I had to come to terms with myself by accepting myself on some level. But the more I was searching for my spiritual side or my inner side was a behavior of mine, and it became about me leaving my body to gain that spirituality in my life and gain that self-acceptance. But I've come to realize that really all those kind of concepts and constructs around food and doing food as opposed to being nourished is something that I've come to terms with right now, because the truth is you can't quit food because it's always there. And I used food as the term there is used food as a way to, the words were always angry words. They weren't very nourishing to me. And so one day, and the clients that I started having and working with were similar to me. Was always about they were angry at themselves for how they would be in their relationship with food. So I'm not sure if I was clear in that linear story of mine. But I was, the thing about me is I was always dedicated to that spiritual exploration. And so my, and I hid the fact that I was, that I had this tumultuous relationship with food. But when I started to really work with that, it became like a big lens to my inner self. And so I always had this idea that I had to explain and talk about this part of my life to share it with people, because I thought I could always help people with their own relationship. And so I started writing my first book, which was called Eat Your Words. Can I hold it up there?
Please.
George? I don't know if you could see it.
I can.
Okay, Eat Your Words. But I actually wrote a second book, and it was called Bod Behavior. And in this book, I talk about the people that I work with, and I do actual interviews of different modalities in life that would help start to shift patterns of behavior, beliefs, concepts of what we are working with in our life. And so it's a very deep exploration of my own journey. And I presented it in a way that would help a lot of other people that could actually just become conscious of how they approached food or and their own relationship with food. So, yeah, so here we are. And now I've just created this Nourish app, which is a way that I have approached working with other people in the fact that they're able to look at themselves from the inside out. And I created these, all these active meditations, at 12, actually, that's part of the app that I've created. And there's 12 things that I've noticed that people, they're themes that people really are struggling with in their life. And so when I came up with the whole concept of Nourish, it was to really guide people to feel that way in every single part of themselves. Not only feel nourished in when they eat, it's really about feeling nourished in every aspect of your life, especially in relationships and in your relationship with yourself, but even in your relationship with other people. So some of the activations is what I call them, are sabotaging self. And in this, and in all of them, we begin to get a sense of our own self and grounding of ourselves. And we explore a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors that kind of take ourselves out and knock ourselves down, kind of taking the lights out of our whole being. And by doing these activations, we connect to those parts of ourselves, and we bring all of those parts to consciousness by working with our inner child. And the inner child is able to finally express themselves, because it's really an exploration. And I also bring in an inner guardian that is listening to the inner child and talking about what it needs. And it goes back to the event in their life when they started to self-sabotage themselves. Maybe they saw it somewhere. Maybe they just thought that they would parent themselves in a certain way. And so we have this underlying sense of ourselves and the behavior of self-sabotage that we have been, the pattern in our life we've been living. And so by listening to a lot of these activations, and they're really just guided meditations, but it's an all-encompassing theme, and it's able to, people are able to shift by listening to these and really following the process. And what happens is people become very conscious of these outworn behaviors because they're no longer serving us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be judging them or feeling bad about them in our life. And we become really conscious and we start to notice that we are actually putting ourselves in a higher light. And we begin to start self-accepting ourselves clearly. Like it becomes more conscious in our behaviors and what we're seeing in our life. I also have another couple of I'm not enough, where we're looking at that not enoughness in our life. And again, we go to the inner child and we start to understand where we're speaking to ourselves and where we insert these messages in our life on things that we're doing. That's why I call this app really, it's just not about food. It's about our feelings and sensations. And it's about everything. It's about our workouts. It's about our work life. It's about our relationships. So it's pretty profound what this app accomplishes.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Well, I think everything that you've been talking about certainly makes sense. And when we're feeling like we're less than, or that something is missing in our lives, or that we're not able to express ourselves or be our true selves, how do we deal with that? And for many of us, it is food. And I guess that that's maybe better than alcohol or drugs, but still extremely dangerous.
Right. By the way, this is great for a person that has an addiction with drinking or alcoholism and anything else, because it's really at the end of the day, the game is that we love ourselves more, we accept ourselves, and we're in a joyful place. Since I've been looking at it, this journey, because it's really a journey, it's not a one and done, here we go, we're taking a pill, we're going to lose weight, because it's not really about the weight anymore. It's really about how we feel with ourselves. And we're never in the wrong spot. We're never like, oh my God, I still am doing this behavior. Like, we're always in the process of shifting that behavior. And so we're never wrong. It's never bad. It's never wrong. So we just kind of, this app or this, even the concept of nourish and the word nourishment, it even has another tone to it. You know, we're not saying, oh, I'm going to lose weight, or we're not saying, I'm changing this addiction, or I'm changing this pattern of behavior. We're not saying it like that. We're saying, I'm nourishing myself. What could be more nourishing for myself? And then your mind starts, because your mind doesn't really want to change anything about you. It feels just great where it is. So, the word nourish, it's almost like a movement. It's like a tone that sets your tone in your life. It fills your space up in your head, so that word now becomes the way you speak to yourself. Just by saying nourishment. And you start to feel that. We're actually starting to feed our soul and our mind and our spirit. We can't keep those parts separate anymore.
I agree. It is a very, very powerful word. And in the context of loving yourself and caring, that's what you would want to do for somebody that you loved, is to nourish them in every right. aspect. Right. Versus, I'm just hungry, so I'm going to stuff some food in my mouth. Well, that's not expressive of self-love, but if I did want to nourish my kids or nourish my loved ones, my spouse, myself, that's a powerful thing.
Right. And what you provide for them, what you're providing for them and for yourself is like you begin to create this, you create a safe space for your family, right? And you're creating a safe space for yourself in which you can explore all of the tools that you have in your own inner psyche or in your inner body and your soul and your mind and your spirit. And we create this safe space and we can flow in our world more eloquently. I think that's a key, a component of this whole nourishment discussion.
Why is it that, well, do you think the most people think the idea of loving yourself is foreign? Do you think that the people think it's selfish? What do people think about that?
Well, I think people know that how they think of themselves now might not always be working for them. And if you introduce this concept, okay, of course, if we're speaking about this right now, people are starting to tune into that. Right? Because a lot of people, I hear them say, I just want to love myself more. I do hear that lately. I'm not sure if you are, but it's probably because I'm doing that work, you know, probably because I'm doing the work like that. And it's always in the back of my head, you know, at night, I kind of take an inventory of, what was loving for me? And so now I'm on that path. My brain's on that path and I'm on that. It's like almost like a frequency. And you get to, people start to feel it. As you become that, you attract the people that are along the same lines of thinking as you. And now they start to show up in your life. And I think that's key because people are now saying it starts with us. I feel like I hear that quite a bit. So even if somebody doesn't get it, and I've lived my life with everybody not getting where I was at, especially growing up in an Italian family, that now I say to myself, okay, you know what? Maybe the concept's a little ahead of time, but things are moving quicker now anyway, and people are starting to get that. So if everybody can come to that light in their life, I mean, then others are going to change because it becomes part of the collective unconscious, right? So if we become that and we only could do ourselves, then others begin to do that.
What I was thinking about is talk about being on the same frequency. And if I want to tap into a certain frequency, I probably ought to be on that frequency. So the collective, like you were just talking about, right. I can't change the collective. All I can do is just get myself to the frequency that I think would be most beneficial. And then I'll connect with more people that are on that similar frequency. And in so doing, the world becomes a better place.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think we're all heading toward the light now. And even though it seems, I know the world is crazy. So I don't want to say, hey, the world's great, but it's crazy. And there's a lot of things that are coming to the surface. And, you know, maybe it'll get worse. Maybe it won't. We don't know. But the fact that a lot of people are shifting now because maybe their world is becoming a little tumultuous. People are it's going to be more difficult to reach outside of themselves. I think that we're all going inside of ourselves lately. And everybody's tried like the outside here. Let me find this. Let me do this. Let me try this new pill. Let me try this new, eventually, it's almost like a God, oh God, help me or help me survive. You know, that we're reaching for a spirituality, maybe outside of ourselves, like I had done for so many years, but the spirituality actually becomes part of your own interior, your own inside, your own psyche. And we're not looking to other people to always help us. I mean, it's great to get support, but we know that it's the inner work that's really guiding us forward in life.
That's where the answers have always been, but it's scary. Right. Maybe I don't know how. I'm scared.
Right. That maybe you don't know how. So that's why I did this app.
Good news, everybody.
And good news, everybody's going to get a free month. And I recommend listening to it a couple of times a week. And even if it's playing in the background, and I have daily affirmations that support each one of the themes, you know, the theme of nourish and the theme of sabotaging yourself and being not enough. I have affirmations that kind of allow it to be more real in your system. But what happens is people begin to notice the shifts, even just if it's playing in the background and listening to it and following it. And people have been having some amazing experiences with it. And so, I mean, who can afford a therapist every day? You can't. And maybe we do need it on some days, especially if you're going through something. And this is such a supportive app for everybody. Highly recommend it.
I think it's really exciting. And I think that just making something accessible and easy for people to start this kind of work is like, you probably tell me a lot better than my guessing, but I think that what keeps us from doing so many things in life is I just don't know where to start, or I'm afraid, whatever. So having it be easy, I just need to click a button and listen and just get started that way, I think is a really beneficial thing.
So. Right. And people will notice shifts in their life. They'll notice first, I think, that they are in alignment with it. If they picked it up, they're definitely in alignment with it. And that they're going to notice that they take a pause and say, wait, hold on a second. This doesn't feel right. This pattern, this behavior that's not working for me, it doesn't feel right. Or this relationship's not feeling great. You know, and they're conscious about it. Like, is it time to leave it? Or is it time to, you know, open my world up to other things? Just people start to notice that they shift. It's a kind of amazing experience.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, Isabel, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and your work, and how can they access the Nourish app?
Mm-hmm. So I'm offering a free month to all of your listeners, and I guess you'll put that in the show notes, and they can go under the Nourish app, but it's on Apple. And they can also go under my website, Isabel, Isabel-Chiara, Chiara.com. And there are all of my books. They have access to the Nourish app and any other information that they would ever need. So I encourage everyone to get onto my website or go on the Nourish app. But Excellent. Thank you for having me on your show. It was great fun.
Yeah, it was lovely talking with you. If you enjoyed this much as I did, show Isabel your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to first Isabel-Chiara, Isabel-Chiara.com. Check out everything that Isabel's been talking about and working on. Find her books there. And then go to the Apple Store, the iTunes Store, and download the Nourish app and take advantage of the free month. And I'll put all those in the notes of the show, like Isabel said. Thanks again, Isabel.
Thank you.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.